You are about to receive a phone call from a correctional facility. Your conversation will be recorded and may be monitored. If you do not wish to receive this call, please hang up now.
This call is originating from the Macquarie Correctional Centre.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Rachel, how are you?
Oh, came through.
Yeah.
Oh, through my head. And you know how many times I've answered the phone and it dropped out the minute the recording ends? Oh, it's done my head in. What's
happening? I've tried to call you a bunch of times.
I know. And guess what? I've answered and it's been so frustrating. I don't know why.
Right. That's all right. It's okay. I just thought you were busy or something. No. I saw Isabel today. She's grown up. Little girl is no longer a little girl. She's a little princess now. She's throwing her hair around. I'm like, what are you, freaking Dusty the Pony or something? Little pony.
She's been sick a lot.
Yeah, poor thing.
But it's worse for me. I'm broken. It's exhausting.
Yeah, because she wants to slave at bell distance, yeah.
Well, she's saying things like, oh, there's something always wrong with me. I've got a compromised immune system.
Yes, overanalyzing it, yeah.
The whole winter, she's been sick and sick and sick and sick. It's like, remember when she was at daycare? It's like that.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Anyway, poor thing.
Poor darling.
Yeah.
Poor little sweetheart, yeah. She's trying hard.
Oh, she's awesome. So what's happening? Yeah, she does. I'm in the shopping centre, just so you know. I'm just trying to get some groceries, but it's all cool. Awesome. No, you're sweet. Gary seems really positive about the business and everything.
Yeah. Look, it's
really,
getting
really
there,
positive.
But, you know, it's pretty close, but it's just, you know, I'm in the position where I'm doomed if I don't and damned if I do, you know, it's kind of a hard one.
Yeah, but it's not, because Gary's saying if we keep pushing, it'll click.
It will, there's no question of that. You keep doing what you're doing with the numbers you guys are doing, you will convert. That's no simple, it's just a mathematical game. You know,
yeah, like
hundreds of calls a week, you'll get one or two clients. That's just the way it rolls, you know.
Well, they are getting the clients now. Like, if that, you know, it is working.
The sales has jumped from like $2,000 a month to 13 grand a month. So it has changed. You are getting deals now, and you're about to get that skin hospital. So it's a job that you'll eventually get a wage out of. You know, that's the game, and a proper wage.
I mean, I don't mind doing it. I love it. It's just that...
We haven't even got to the fun part where you're going around to clinics and doing demos and actually face-to-face with people and actually the enjoyable part of selling, not the hard slog part, which is just on the phone. So.
Look, what happens to me is there's a few hurdles I've got. One is we don't have a train line and it's the driving. And like Isabel being sick on Friday, halfway through my call, she's like, oh, I'm sick, you know, I want to come home, and so I have to drop everything.
Yeah, the train line shit's fucking a nightmare, but that's probably 6 months before that finishes.
Oh, like, we pray, and, you know, Bankstown, we love our apartment, and Isabel wouldn't cope with being kicked out of another place to live. She can't cope with that.
No.
Neither is Candy. We're human beings, but we can't be shut out on the street again.
Homeless blondes, eh? New website.
No, I'm working. I work my guts out. I've put a lot of time in for Gary and Nina. Like,
yeah.
And I like the skin virtue. It's hard slog, but it's for me. I'm also a single mum. Like, it's a bit easier for them. They're a couple, you know, and they live near their school.
Yeah. Yeah, it is easier. It's definitely hard for you.
It's hard for me, but I'm not complaining like it's hard for me like that. I'm just saying I'm there for them. I earn my work. Like, they've got me doing the pick and pack, which means that's, you know, all the shit jobs. So that takes more time out of my call.
Yeah.
You know, Nina's palmed that off onto me, so she doesn't have to do it.
Yeah. Well, I'm put... So I guess it comes down to, have you thought about what I discussed with you, what the options are? Gary's presented a way that We lend him the money, we secure it against the property. The business repays that money, which then pays the rent, and they have 6 months to do that, or we end up with the equity in the property.
I see. Well, I have no. Yeah, rent. I have no choice, but it's a bit blackmail-y, not in terms of.
Well, between a rock and a rock, there's no.
But Gary,
I don't do it. We have to sell it, and that's the end. I have to buy it, or I have to lend it. There's only three options.
But at the same time, Gary's saying, I want to look after you. I'm here for you. We want this to work. And he does put the time in.
No, he's very straight. I told him yesterday, I said, look, the three times I've lent friends money, I'm no longer friends with them and I never got repaid. So what's going to be different this time? Well, the difference is this time we have the property as security. So that's the difference. I'm not lending the business the money, I'm lending the property the money. So worst case is I can always sell the property, recover the money, and you have a couple hundred grand up your sleeve. But you want the property, and it's nice to have a home and have the security of a home and have that, you know. The end game is to own that asset because it will go up. Once that metro goes into play, that property will just keep going up and up over years. So.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, you got to look at it like this. Isabel needs somewhere to live. And, you know, for me, you know, I can't. It's like that sends my mental health into a spiral of depression, fear. It's really scary. And, you know, I mean, you know, like she needs to have somewhere to live. She has been through a lot and I have I give her everything to keep her strong. Like,
yes, you do. You're an amazing mother.
I'm fucking bled dry at the moment from her because she's, like, what? She won't do anything for herself.
Yeah.
You know, I'm bled dry. I work
she's
my guts
very
out.
Very lazy about self. A lot of things she's good, but doing things for herself is not one of them.
Lazy, like
always
what?
Just
I don't.
Sat there and waited for someone to fix it up for her.
Yeah, like she won't do anything. She knows that I rescue and do everything. Like the medicines, she's like complaining I'm sick, and it's so hard for me. A little bit victim-y with that. But she's a beautiful girl. Like, she'll be on her best behaviour for everyone, but she'll come to me and it's all so hard and I've got to fix it.
Yeah, that's exactly
that's
exactly how it is. Everyone else gets the good Isabel. You get the crying, freaking, I can't do it. I don't want to lift a finger,
yeah,
Isabel.
And then she goes, you're my mother. So, and I have medical bills for her. Like, we've got to go back to a dermatologist tomorrow. Then the allergy specialist, like these medical bills that come, it's scary.
And all those things, reality is that she will grow out of 80% of the stuff.
But she, you know, she's had the hospital scare. We had to go to the hospital because she had an anaphylaxis.
Yeah. Have you tried oil? Candula oil for the...
No, I'm not trying anything hippie because of everything I've been through with her.
Oil is for eczema.
Oh, we've tried everything. She takes now autoimmune injections, but she will grow out.
That'll fuck her system up because it's basically artificially stimulating her autoimmune system, and then your immune system just doesn't work by itself.
She has such bad eczema. Her eyelashes and eyebrows and her face had it. We had no choice. Yeah. But one thing I learned from going to the skin hospital, from all the nurses there, they all had... grew up with eczema or acne, and they said,
why this skin virtue business has sensitivity is massive.
Let me finish. And they said that even when they had bad eczema as teenagers, they did grow out of it and come off the medications.
They do.
And eventually, but she was depressed and self-conscious. And what's more important, her mental health? You know, like it's six to one, half a dozen of the other.
The mental health is, what you're doing is right.
I know I'm doing this right, and I trust Andrew Ming. You know, I trust him a lot. Yeah. He, you know, that same dermatologist?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, the same person. He can't believe we live in Bankstown.
What are you doing living in the slums?
Oh, we live
just
in the slums.
Just so I get to be able to work release. That's all I need.
Look, I, I have to trust Gary. I've said to Gary, you know how my mental health is. We can't.
Gary's got our back. There's no question of that. And he's shown
Gary,
that from
Gary
day one
is a good man. He's a good man. Like I've chatted.
And they've
to
invested
him
a lot of time and energy into us as well. So.
And
you know,
they want.
Gary,
they
Gary
want
wants
this
to do
to
this
work
together, but I want you. You got to. You've. It's you got you and Nina have to keep working. He's work ethic, no problem. The two girls, the two ponies. Yeah, I need to get the ponies running.
I'm good at
no,
my
you haven't
job.
Even, you haven't even started yet. You got to get to the point where you're going around to clinics, you know. Going
no,
out
but I am
face,
getting good at
meetings,
it.
Like, kind of stuff.
Like
yeah,
the,
of course.
The
well, this was
the
all
thing is great,
all
but
steps,
it is hard.
Right?
Yeah, it's look,
this
I'm
was
not
all steps
doing
to build your confidence. So that basically what it is all these phone calls was just training. It's all just been training until you get to the next level, which is booking in appointments, going to clinics, talking to them face to face, and you have your, you know the answers. When they hit you with hard questions, you know the answers. That's all it is.
I'll tell you something different about Nina too. Like she might be getting through more calls, but she goes like this: "Oh, they didn't answer, so I'll just hang up and go to the next person." Whereas I leave a message, they call me back.
Yeah.
See, my calls are a bit longer.
You have a higher conversion.
I have a higher. Well. A higher conversion.
It's not about
okay
the calls, Rachel. It's all about building what's called building sales pipeline, right? This is something I learned at 180. I'm just teaching you guys a trick. It's called the sales matrix, right? So it's the more leads you pump into that pipeline, the easier it gets to then start following them back up and converting them. Because no one, you can't expect anyone the first time they heard you on the phone to buy the product or upfront cash out COD $3,000 for a product they never heard of. It just doesn't work that way. What it works is over a 6 to 12 month period of them hearing from you, receiving something from you, and then a visit from you, all of a sudden they start to go, "Oh, we'll give you a try." And then that's the whole game. That's what it's all about. Just building
are you gonna
that
call, are you going to call back?
I'll call
Don't
you back.
Call back.
I'll call you back.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll call you back. I'll call you back.